Yeah, and stuff. So we talked about Nikias in Gazela, and he's saying, why is it that everybody is Goyzo and people don't pay attention? And he says exactly what we said yesterday. One of his examples here is Al Ze'a Muchazal, as Eish Yisrael lo Timei, Shle Yara Le'umnas Chaveroi. He did not go into he didn't go into a field that would affect someone else's parnasa. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Bava Metzia says that a person should really not offer special discounts or special deals or offer like free nuts to any kids that come by my store because you're unfairly getting people's attention. And just sell your item and whoever wants to buy, buy. Why are you drawing people's attention unfairly? And the Chum say it's mutter. Why?
Everybody can do
Because another guy could do it too. I mean, Batsim is only because he could do it. Really, otherwise, you have a strategy. That's not what business is about. So you see how far it goes. Be sensitive to the other person's parnasa.
so if you have a strategy not there, the other person cannot do it, probably you should not do it.
Well, that's halacha. For example, if you put up if you have deeper pockets than your competition and you run a sale that's really below cost and you really can't afford to run that sale.
It's even illegal by law. That's it, by law.
I'm saying,
So.
okay. So there, this that's like this. You're doing something which is just to get the business away from him. You see how careful also you have to be when it comes to a employee. Nowadays, I don't think people are sensitive to this bichlal. First of all, I don't know how many people like are regular employees, like 9 to 5 sitting at the desk type of employees. But a regular employee, the Gemara says, you have to be so careful about the time of your employer. To the point, Chazal say that if you have to bench, you shouldn't say the fourth bracha of benching because you don't have rishus to take off time to do that. So you see how sensitive you have to be to the needs of the other person. And even Kriyat Shema, Lechivim, Libatim, Lachta, Parsha, Yashan, Vivad, only say part of Shema, Kriyat Shema, etc. For sure, Kavachomer, Benachel, Kavachomer, Diver, Shos, Shakos, Kher Yom, Osir, Ben Shalom, Libatim, Lachta, Shema, Bais, and Vimavar, Reza, Gazlet. Parsha, Gazela. Hine, Abba, Chilkia, Afilu, Sholem, Lehe, Shiva, Tamil, Chom, Shalom, 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 Libatim, Malachas. He didn't even want to stop working to say hello to people. Because I'm on the clock. Someone else is paying my time. Yaakov Avinu Shomavar. How does Yaakov Avinu speak about his dedication to his employer, Lavan? He didn't sleep at night, etc. So he says, what would people say nowadays that they're busy with their own things during their employer's hours? I don't think people nowadays are careful with this. Then, not sure what the
Get the
minute.
work done.
Huh?
When the work done, let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the minute of Elam is, but people on the computer half the day they're looking at all this stuff. They're not really like, what? What?
I'm saying that the employer definitely would not allow that if he knew.
Big corporation, in order to retain their employees, they put ping pong tables, they separate. Whatever, in order
Well,
so they're not people. someone told me that. I asked him if he has a filter on his computer. Is it a filter? I can't. My company, they give me the computer. It's so strict. It's a secular company. Nothing to do with phone card. They don't want anyone going on any sites. You can't get on anything. You can literally get your email and then your work site. That's it. You can't get anything. So
My friend, Hirsch Wolf, he's gone now. He got a software on his computer that he got a print out of everybody's internet use. And the first month he had it, he just taped it to everybody's screen. And people were looking for jobs. People were, and that put an end to it. He didn't say anything, just taped it, each one's report to on the screen.
Imagine what Lynn Hobbs is gonna look like. He says, he quotes Yaakov Avinu. He quotes Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is very careful. Now, it's very interesting. Rambam, I think it's Kidney. The Rambam say for Kidney. Yeah, is it that one? It's the last one. I believe it's in Kinyan. It's not in Kinyan, it's in Mishpatim. It's in Mishpatim. Thank you. When the Rambam writes about Yaakov Avinu, says the following. Says, Derech shemuzhar balabayish lo ligzol schar ani, just like you have to pay the ani on time. Lo yakvenu kacha ani muzhar shlo yigzol melechas balabayis. The worker has to be very careful how he does work for the balabayis. Vivata ma'at pekan, a ma'at pekan, he takes off a little time here, a little time there. Umoitzi kol hayom b'mirma. He ends it up just stealing the whole day. Alachai v'ladaktek al atzmi. He's got to be very careful. Shahik pidoy al bracha revias. Same thing as Mas Hashem. V'chein chayiv lava b'chol koicha. And you also, not just that you can't take off time, when you are working, you got to be focused. Shayakoy v'atzadik. Yaakov Avinu. Omar ki b'chol koicha yavadati yasavicha. So you see from Yaakov Avinu, he worked with all his koicha. So two things in this Rambam that I believe are really incredible. One is that he has a very interesting title for Yaakov Avinu in this Rambam. It says Yaakov HaTzadik. We're accustomed to saying Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu. Who ever heard any Yaakov HaTzadik? You ever heard that term? No. So the only time we call him Yaakov HaTzadik is in this context, when he was honest in business. Why? Because it says, Avnei Tzedek, Modnei Tzedek. When a person does Tzedek, he's acting with Tzedek, with justice, with righteousness. So he's called a Tzadik. So Memela is called Yaakov HaTzadik in this context. So the only time we call it Tzadik, even call it Tzadik, you gotta be honest in your business.
Yes, but something I thought it was because they're just not different.
Maybe that's for a different reason. First of all, Rambam never uses that term. But the union of tzaddik in the Rambam is with justice. Okay, so that's an interesting point, number one. Point number two is that the Rambam says here, he says that Lefikach, therefore, notal schar zois av boilam hazeh. Therefore, he became wealthy. Means the Rambam says explicitly that the reason why Yaakov Avinu became wealthy is because he was honest as an employee.
School.
Yeah, it's open Rambam. Unbelievable Rambam.
It's not like he was working for a kid or anything like that.
Right? He's just being honest.
I wasn't working for an honest guy. Yeah, too.
Now, a few years ago, I asked that I looked high and low, and there's no source for this Rambam. He made it up. Rambam does not make stuff up usually. Usually there's a source. There's nothing on the page, no source. I looked in the back of the Frankel Rambam, no source. I looked in the Kiryas Melech, which is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's sefer where he writes sources for the Rambam, there's nothing. Where did Rambam get this from? It's not a medrash, it's nothing. Where did Rambam get from? The Yaakov Avinu became wealthy because he was honest. It's very strange. So I got a bump on that, though, that's fine. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that if somebody, if you have honest weights, you need to have honest weights. The law in the Torah, the law in the Torah, you now have dishonest weights, weights. So the Gemara says over there, it says, Evan shleim of a tzedek yulach, eifa v'eifa yulach. You have to have eifa v'eifa, Evan shleim of a tzedek yulach. You should have an Evan shleim, a full weight. Don't have it partial weight. Says the Gemara, Lo yelo chobeveischa, it says lo yelo chobeveischa efa veefa. Lo yelo beveischa even veeven. Don't have two different sets. So the more dash is lo yelo, you don't have money. Even veeven, because you have two of them. It's the more dashes. Lo yelo chobeveischa matam mishum efa veefa. Lo yelo chobekischa matam mishum even veeven. Aval even shleim of a tzedek. But if you do shleim of a tzedek, then yelo. Then you'll have money. Eif v'shleim of a tzedek, yelach. That's Rashi. Look to Rashbam. Evan shleim of a tzedek, yelach a mamon. Then you'll get money. So my theory is that there it is the source of the Rambam. The Rambam says when you act with Evan Shleim of Atzedek, when you act with Tzidkus, and Yaakov Atzadik was acting with the Midah of Tzedek, so that Tzidkus is Zoicha to money. And therefore the Rambam is saying, oh, like Mabasa. No, I've shot the Rambam. But Akoponim, it's continuing in that theme. Okay?
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow I'm going to be not here. I'm going to be in Harborside.